Welcome back to the Resistance Broadcast. The base is open, and that means it is time for another episode. Thank you so much for being a part of the Resistance, joining us today. My name is John Hoey. We have a great show in store for you guys today. We have the Will of the Force. It is back with six categories. We have a discussion, as always, but a little different this time, as we're going to talk to you about our new Patreon, which we are launching in 4 days. We have a lot of great stuff in store for you on that Patreon page. It is coming at you, but before we get into all this, let's bring in the crew. It's James Bainey and Lacey Gilleran. Guys, what is going on? Welcome back.
John, I have to ask you a question.
Here we go.
And no, it's not here we go. It's something different. You don't know about this. This is special. A couple weeks ago, we did a thing where we talked about things we just found out about Star Wars, or we thought as kids or whatever. And listening to last week's episode, I didn't catch it when you said it, but now listening to it again, you said fake wedge.
Fake wedge, right.
Yes. What are you saying?
Okay, say that. So it was two different actors. That guy was Wedge, and then Dennis Lawson was the guy in the cockpit.
All right. I just found that out.
Oh, really?
Live on the air.
So you don't deserve the points from that contest, then.
So, well, it wasn't really a contest, was it?
I don't know.
So here's the thing. I think one of my things was I was weirded out because I wasn't sure if that guy was Wedge. Like, I was like, it took me a long time to figure out that guy was Wedge. It's because he doesn't look anything like him. Like, it looks somebody completely different.
It was a movie that they made and they weren't taken too seriously at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So now
they would never do fake
Elo
Asti now.
I've known that that guy was Wedge, but there's been something in my head that has always been sitting there going, like, something feels wrong. Like, that guy never looked like Wedge to me.
And I'm gonna blow your mind again in a second. But right. let's make sure everyone knows that Lacey's here. What's up, Lacey?
Hey guys, I'm here.
That's it.
Ready for Star Wars?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so interested in this discussion.
It's fake Lacey. Fake Lacey's here.
Fake Lacey. Remember when fake John was here? And then there was real John Rocha on the show.
Yes,
John. Yeah. I can see it on your face.
Oh,
all the YouTubers know now. You're like,
I was the other John. So, James, you're about to have your mind blown. So, Dennis Lawson, who played Wedge in the cockpit of the X-Wing, didn't even do his own voice in A New Hope. He had another actor dub his voice for him. And then he took over the voice for Empire and Return of the Jedi. Fact. Crazy, right?
Is it the original actor's voice in the special edition?
Just in the first version of the movie, you had fake Wedge in the meeting, then you had real Wedge in the cockpit, and the voice was not Dennis Lawson's voice. Now, I'm not sure if the voice was fake Wedge doing it or another actor, which means that would be three people bringing Wedge to life in A New Hope.
Gosh.
That I'm not sure about.
All right, we need to do some research.
Yeah. So apparently we're going to do a whole discussion on Wedge friggin' Antilles on the podcast. But so
the
how you guys
Wedge
doing?
Mystery.
You guys excited
I'm
about?
I'm doing good, yeah. I'm
are
excited
you guys
for Will
excited
of the Force.
About Will of the Force and also excited about our Patreon page discussion? We have a new logo. We're on video right now on YouTube if you guys are watching us there. Hello, everybody. How are you? Make Solo 2 happen. I'm wearing the T-shirt right now. And we have
always burning up the shirt.
And we have, I love it. It fits. It's nice. And we have our Patreon, which we're launching in 4 days, guys. And we're gonna do a big discussion on that, letting you know all the details there. But first, James Bainey, the Will of the Force. Where is Chirrut? What have you done with him? Where is he?
I fear nothing, for all this, as the Force wills it.
Chirrut just showed up 5 seconds ago to tell us what the Will of the Force
there
is.
There he was.
There he was. He just showed up. All right, let's get into the questions this week. We got a couple ones to run down. But not the rundown. Will the Force? Will Disney put forth any significant significant incentive for fans to buy the Mandalorian series on Blu-ray or digital if it is a permanent resident on the Disney streaming service? So the idea here is, do you guys think that it's going to be strictly on the streaming service? Do you think they're going to do Blu-ray or digital? John, I'm jumping to you first. What do you think of this? Yay or nay? Will they or won't they?
Well, we know they're going to offer it, and they're going to sell it because Disney says no to opportunities to make money, right? So, I mean, that's a fact. Whatever. It's true. The only thing they don't sell is bubblegum in their parks because they don't want it on the sidewalks. And that is true. But do I think there's going to be incentive for the off-the-streaming service sales? I do. I think you're going to see a huge making-of documentary of the whole series and that sort of real deep dive behind-the-scenes stuff to get people to purchase the Blu-rays and stuff like that. I mean, think about Star Wars fans. They can't even wait for Blu-rays to come out. They have to buy the digital version of these movies because they can't wait a week or two. They're probably going to buy this thing if they offer extra things. So I think they will offer incentive to get people to not only have that streaming service, but also buy their own copies of it.
Lacey, I can't say that I entirely agree with John. I think all of this stuff is
shocker.
There's so many things they could do. They could leave it on the streaming service. They could take it off of the streaming service for a while to get people excited to go and buy the Blu-ray so they own it, and then maybe long time later bring it back. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that they're going to have it on the streaming service, obviously. And I think this is going even farther than Mandalorian. I think they're pulling stuff off Netflix to stick it on the streaming service. So get ready for Iron Fist and Luke Cage to come back to the streaming service.
For sure.
I think they're going to offer it as a Blu-ray, hopefully 4K, because I only buy 4K.
Same here.
Because every Star Wars fan wants to have these things in their collection, and it's just easy money for them. Because people that even hated The Last Jedi or Solo, well, didn't hate it. Nobody hated Solo, but The Last Jedi, they still went out and bought it to add it to their collection, so it would just be silly not to have it be part of their collection. So I think you're going to see it on the streaming service, and then you'll see it also as a Blu-ray collection.
But do you think they'll add incentives to get people to buy? Like add stuff to that's not on the streaming service?
Yeah, behind the scenes stuff, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think if they do a Blu-ray or a digital or some sort of packaged release, I think there would be some special features on there, around the round table with the cast and crew or something along those lines.
I bet they have a camera crew falling around Jon Favreau. I guarantee.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I could understand that. I don't know. I'm not entirely sold that they're not just going to say, no, you already own this show. It's on the Disney streaming service. If you want to watch it, you have to be a subscriber to our content. If you want to own it forever, you got to be a subscriber forever. I know, but that's money. That's not a one-time purchase of a $40 season. That's like, they want people to own it forever. So it's like years and years and years of $5 subscriptions, $10 subscriptions.
That's
way more money. The money is in subscriptions.
This show will make so much money and it doesn't even know it.
Get out of here with your thing. My thought. What about the possibility of them doing all of the things that we just mentioned as shows or as content of the Disney streaming service? So like Netflix does Stranger Things. They also do, what is it, Stranger Things or After the Show?
And they do merchandise. They have Stranger Things merchandise. Tons.
No. They do another show. They go like After.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Stranger Things.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was something like
it's
that.
It's like an after show.
Mm-hmm. They do the other show as well, so it all comes in the package of Stranger Things. But can you buy Stranger Things on DVD? You can't.
Buy The Mandalorian and get a free pass to...
Yes, you can buy Stranger Things as... the DVD set looks like a VHS.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Well, okay.
How about buy The Mandalorian and you get a free ticket into Galaxy's Edge?
That would be wild.
Let's move on to the next one. At 3 o'clock.
Now that Star Wars has killed Boba Fett again in the form of the movie. let's not jump to conclusions here. Okay, will a movie happen that features Boba Fett instead of a Boba Fett specific movie? So Lacey, I'm going to you. We kind of talked about a little bit about this on Monday because we knew that that was happening. But do you think there's any chance that they just kind of like use him in a movie more than actually specifically giving him the movie?
I'm going to say what I said on Monday. No, I don't think they're going to do any Boba Fett stuff. And if they do any stuff like that, it's going to be like him in the background of a scene. Like he's not getting his own stuff.
Do you think he's dead?
Yes.
So you think he's Sarlacc Pit?
He fell into a pit and got eaten.
Because someone brought up an interview, someone talking with George Lucas, where he inferred that he thinks he got out of the Sarlacc, and it was like years and years ago. But I mean, who knows?
The way I see it is in Return of the Jedi, it swallowed him, it burped, it was pretty final that he is gone. So.
But as you know, if you've ever been to a college kegger, Lacey, if you swallow a lot of beer and burp, sometimes it comes back up.
Ew, John.
Maybe Boba Fett came regurgitating out of that Sarlacc back into our lives.
Yeah, but he also probably got digested.
Over 1,000 years.
Plus, John, we're not trying to have an international kegger.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Anyway.
No one got my Men in Black reference.
I didn't hear it. I'm
trying to host an intergalactic kegger. All right. Okay, John, they're not using Boba Fett. Are you saying the same thing? They're not going to use him for anything?
They are. I have exclusive info. No, I don't. I think they will use Boba Fett because he's a fan favorite, but they're smart enough not to use him in his own movie because he can't carry his own movie. So we'll see Boba Fett again as the same Boba Fett we've always seen, which is a side character, like Lacey said. And that'll be it. And it'll be enough. It'll be just enough for people, hopefully.
Yep. I'm with John on this 100%. I think there's no way they don't utilize this character in some way. I know they're doing The Mandalorian, which is kind of like Boba Fett to a degree. Plus, we can do more with him without actually having to taint Boba Fett himself. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's just a huge missed opportunity, especially when George himself went back to Boba Fett for the Clone Wars and stuff. He thinks there's some cool stuff to tell with that character. There's a huge missing gap there, and eventually we're going to get into that gap. So that's it. I think that's going to be what happens. You want to talk about the next one?
What is it, Dad? Pack your things. We're leaving.
Oh. Yep. That's my favorite Boba Fett gif. Yep. All right. Sure. So another week passes and another update on episode 9 filming in Jordan. We got another actor on location, confirmed, not really confirmed, sort of confirmed.
I think it was
via
confirmed,
social media and eyeball people looking at where photos were taken and whatnot. But Oscar Isaac is there. So I got to ask, will the Jordan filming location turn out to be for Jakku? So again, we're going back to that question, just like we're going back to, why does everybody want to come back to this question is what I want to ask.
Why are we going back to the Jakku conversation?
John, yeah. Jakku, is Oscar Isaac being in Jordan a little bit of an extra confirmation that this could be Jakku?
Yeah, every time I see another actor being located there, and this was, I believe, his wife's Instagram, and he was,
yes,
it was tagged in Jordan.
It was his birthday.
Right, no, for sure.
So he's there. Boyega is there. It's rumored that Ridley is there. If they are filming a Jakku, obviously Rey's there, right?
No.
So
John was tweeting that they're all there.
He said
they were all together.
Right.
And everyone said, "How's it going?" And he said, "The whole gang's together." And they said, "Who's winning the most ping pong matches?" And he said, "Adam Driver." They're all there.
So it's possible they're all there, right? I think anytime you get more of these actors, all the other options are fading away. Tatooine doesn't makes less sense. It isn't Rey going to see Luke at his orphan home. Jedha doesn't make sense. It's even further distant, and a new place, absolutely not. So I think we're pretty much, I'm like 99% that Jakku is in this movie now, and we could pretty much say that with certainty. So I'm going to say, will the Jordan film location turn out to be Jakku? It will.
Lacey, are you part of the 1%? Not the 1% monetarily, but the 1% against John's 99% sure that this is Jakku. Is it Jakku or is it not?
It's definitely Jakku. Like, John is 99. Saying they're all together. They're there. Like, why wouldn't they be? That was the original place they wanted Jakku to be. Like, it makes no sense that it would be anywhere else.
All right. I disagree.
You're the 1%?
Still?
I'm the 1%. Yeah, dude. It
You're
doesn't
just
matter.
Doing this. You're just doing this to be contrarian.
I'm not
you
doing
have
it.
To
it
be.
It makes sense that it could be Jakku, but I'm saying the fact that Adam Driver there or that Poe Dameron is there doesn't necessarily make it Jakku. I don't think that that's evidence that proves it's Jakku. Maybe if they were carrying around signs that said we're going back to previous planets or something, I don't know.
Holy
and then
moly.
We see the sand, but just a desert doesn't necessarily mean it that it has to be this planet. I'm just sticking to it. I'm sticking to it, guys. We'll see as time moves on, as we get closer to 9. As we
I
get
can't
closer
wait
to
for
trailers
the episode 9
or
challenge.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I can't wait for all James right. to be wrong. About Jakku. About Jakku.
Yeah, just that.
All right, next one is John Boyega is Star Wars resident social media darling. And this
Why
time
did you say it that way? Darling.
Darling, he's the resident social media darling. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
And this time a fan said, hopefully my man at John Boyega will truly shine in 9 as the BA hero I've been waiting for him to be since he was in 7. And hopefully he'll wield a saber again. To which Boyega replied, we've got you on this one, bro. Trust me. So
in caps. Trust
in caps,
me.
Trust me. So let's have some fun with this. Will Finn use a lightsaber again in episode 9? Lacey, I'm going towards you first. What do you think?
No. I think his answer was to him being a badass hero, not to him using a saber. I think the saber was just kind of lumped in there.
Yep.
It makes no sense. Why would he use a saber unless
Lacey.
He like accidentally picks one up? What?
I'm with you, Lacey.
Cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were already disagreeing with me.
No. I think that there's two questions kind of being asked here. Like, you know, we want you to be this awesome, tough guy. That's who you were intended to be. And hopefully, side note, you know, that'd be cool if you also picked up a saber, you know?
Right. And he's like, I don't, but I'm going to be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, John, are you against us or are you... for us. If you're not for us,
well, are you with
you're
us, John?
Us.
Are you
if
with
I'm
us?
Not, then I am your enemy. I think it'd be funny if he was like, we've got you on part of this one, bro. Trust me. So he's badass or he's using a lightsaber? Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think Finn, the red herring, was the episode 7 thing. And if he's using one in episode 9, someone's cold and their Tauntaun died and they need a sleeping bag. That's the only other reason he would be using it. everyone's like, that's the face he makes when he does that impression, if you're watching.
Not
on
to mention, don't you think it would be weird that a fan would be like, man, I really hope Daisy Ridley has a double-bladed lightsaber in episode 9, and she's like, don't worry, I got you on this, trust me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's story elements.
Finn will not use a lightsaber in episode 9.
Yeah. All right, so we're all on the same page on that one. Moving on to the next one. Assuming episode 9 is indeed the conclusion of the Skywalker saga, that will that be the last time we ever see C-3PO and R2-D2 together in a live-action Star Wars production? Guys, can that really be a possibility? I think there's no way they do that.
That's
I'm starting
depressing.
This off. I think that, you know, they put him in Rogue One just to show the possibility. It's fun for these characters to show up. I also think there's just, I don't know, like, there's so many other things they could do, TV shows and all sorts of other things that they could do with just live action and film as a whole, that there's no way that these guys are completely going away. So Lacey, what do you think?
Yeah, that would be so depressing if we never saw them again. And just like we've talked about before with Chewbacca, like, there's no person necessarily tied to them. Of course, Anthony Daniels is, but at the same time, you could have him read all the lines now and just hold on to a bank of answers and stuff. Kind of like what they did with Stan Lee and all his cameos. Like, they shot those all a while ago.
Yeah.
You could definitely figure it out, but yeah, I couldn't see them going away. They're going to be in something again after
this. What if they do like a Siri voice thing, or like when they do like voice for dictation, they have Anthony Daniel read certain things?
Well, remember they actually already have that for Waze.
I had the Waze app, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I mean, if they just don't really have any plans, like at some point they could probably, like, who knows, like how far the technology could come where they could be like, hey, just say this balloon. And he's like, balloon. And they're like, we could make you say anything now.
Well, in 20 years, say they wait that long to make like episode 10 and it comes back and Anthony Daniels passes away at the age of 90. Right. And they have all these Waze tracks that he did. So it's like C-3PO just like, turn right up here. It's like, what? Yeah. Do you have anything else to say? In a quarter mile, turn left.
U-turn.
Do you think that they're going to get rid of C-3PO and R2-D2 as far as live action goes? Or?
Well, here's the question. So if this is the conclusion of the Skywalker saga, does that mean also for TV? Or are they going to, you know, try to do TV shows that involve this story and these people too? So that's curious to me. And the reason why I want to say yes, but the reason why I'm going to say no is because I can't process... no more Chewbacca. And if I can't process that, then I can't process saying goodbye to these two guys either. It's like the logical part of my brain wants to say yes, but my heart is killing me. And I got to say no. We're going to see these guys again. So I'm with you.
Agreed.
All right. That's everybody. We have one more Will the Force question. And for this, I am not going to ask John or Lacey, will they or won't they? I'm going to ask you. You. Who's you? Yes, them. You. Sitting in your car seat, listening to us on the way to work. Or you in the kitchen who put on our... a podcast by asking Alexa to play the Resistance Broadcast.
Are you
podcast.
Sitting at your work cubicle, mad at your boss, getting through your day by listening to
with
us?
With your headphones in, you just browsed StarWarsNewsNet.com, saw us there, go, meh, cool. Play SoundCloud. There you go. You're listening. I'm asking you, will you or won't you become a patron when our Patreon page launches this next Monday? That's the question, and I will wait to hear your answer.
Yeah.
But that's everything we got in Will of the Force.
That's a segue right there, folks.
That's the segue, though, so it's kind of a closing, and a one door closes, the other one opens. We're now moving into our discussion where we're going to discuss the Patreon launching and what you guys can expect to see from it in the upcoming few days when we launch on Monday. John,
yes.
What are we doing?
Obi-Wan once thought as you do.
All right, so guys, you may have seen on Twitter or on Star Wars News Net, we are probably the last, to do this. We are launching our Patreon page in 4 days on Monday, so we're really excited about that. We have a lot of tiers and all that stuff, so in lieu of a Star Wars story and content type of discussion, we're going to take this time to discuss and go over the details of our Patreon page. We are, like I said, launching in 4 days. And we're going to go through each tier right now. Lacey's going to be running our Patreon page. So what we're going to do here is she's going to go through each tier. And then as she reads off the details, we'll discuss in more in depth of each tier. And then once we're done, you guys can decide which you want to join and come on board. So I think that pretty much covers the intro for that. So let's kind of fire this thing up here with Lacey. Lacey, our Patreon page, you want to kind of run us through our first tier and kick this thing off for us?
Yeah. So guys, We are so excited to be launching this Patreon. We've put a lot of work and thought and effort and late night discussions into this thing. So we're super excited. Obviously, with the understanding that things change, you know, if you want to add stuff to tiers or you want an additional tier, that might be coming down the road, but this is where we're starting. We're kicking off with five tiers. So our first tier, each tier is a specific character within the Resistance, and they go up in rank as they go up in tiers. So our first tier is our Resistance pilot, Temin Wexley, for $2, and that gives you access to the Patreon page with exclusive content. So this means that you get Yeah. This means you get to see all the exclusive content that we're going to be shooting, you know, behind the scenes stuff, clips from the before and after we stop recording, you know, some of my collection. John's going to go through rumors over the internet.
That's true.
James is going to go into like behind the scenes, like book stuff.
Yes. Yeah, he's actually going
to
read
the scenes book stuff. Here's a photo of me listening to the audiobook.
Anyway, we're just like fun stuff, and then we'll have polls about the discussions that we will have the week ahead, and we'll also give sneak peeks into what we're going to discuss that week. Basically giving you, you know, a seat at the table of our Resistance meetings in our in the base, you know. They have that main meeting. We're like the meeting that's behind the closed door.
The meeting behind the meeting.
Yeah.
The manager's meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm even like, I mean, we're going to open the floodgates on this in terms of, because we're not limited to anything. So I was even thinking about silly things. Like if I go out and I'm at Target or something, just like going up to somebody and talking to them about something, if they're in the Star Wars aisle, and then always ending every single time I talk to them with, will Kylo Ren be redeemed at the end of episode 9? And then just see what they say. And that stuff like that, you know? I'm excited
about
this.
Which way is, like, the bathroom department? Like, I need a toilet brush. Do you guys have toilet brushes here? And then, like, also, one other quick question, just real fast. Will Kylo Ren be redeemed at the end of episode? Right.
I think that'd be funny.
That'd be so good. All right. Anything else to add to tier one?
I think just the idea of getting access to it just as like a simple the entry, the $2 thing is just really like a way of saying like, hey, thanks, I've been listening to your podcast for a while, I think, really. And like getting access to all the extra stuff that we're doing as well, just kind of becoming a member of the Resistance. That's the doorway in.
And yeah, it's a cup of coffee per month to not only you're getting the podcast as always, but you're also getting this extra stuff.
Where are you getting coffee for $2, dude?
I mean, McDonald's does $1 coffee for any size.
Oh, I guess that's
so
true.
That's John and me. So James, you're out.
Yeah. For two cups of coffee that Lacey and I are buying, you can get exclusive content from us per month. So at the bottom level,
we don't
want to
downplay this, though. Any amount that you guys are giving just means so much to us that you're taking the time to support us and having confidence that we are giving you great content, and it's coming from, you know, it honestly is coming from the heart on our side because we really care about this stuff and we want to do a good job. So any amount helps. And hey, if you can't give, that's fine too. We're still going to be putting out two episodes a week. That doesn't change anything.
Right.
All right. So the next one is Lieutenant Cadel Conix, and it's $5. So you get access to the page with exclusive content, and you get to vote in the polls on podcast topic discussions, maybe a Star Wars war, other fun polling topics on the page. So you're allowed to engage with the content at $5.
Yes. So one of the things behind the scenes that you guys don't know about is like our regular scheduling of how we're going to do things. So oftentimes we're like, hey, do we want to talk about blank this week? Or what do you guys think about this as being a common topic? Or do we want to have a Star Wars war? Do we want to do a discussion? How do we want to do the Star Wars war? All these things are happening constantly in our everyday life. And we kind of want to see if you guys are interested in bringing your own thoughts to the table by throwing up these things like, hey, do you guys want to hear us argue about this or this kind of thing. So,
right.
But being able to kind of have a little bit of choice in the direction of the podcast as well is important to us because, you know, if you're part of the Resistance, then you get to be a part, you have a voice in the Resistance. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of, like, when we brainstorm this stuff, as James was saying, a lot of it is mood based. So I'll be like, you know, I'm not in a good mood today, guys. I don't feel like doing a Star Wars war. Let's do a Kessel Run, which is light, and, you know, something like that. And now, now you guys can get involved in what we do the Kessel Run on and what we do Star Wars war about. And there probably are things that you're like, you know what? I would love to see these three. I know how they had their chemistry and their different points of view on different characters. I think this would be a good idea. Now you can kind of incorporate that and let us explore doing that going forward with this tier. So it's very cool.
All right. So then tier three of five, you step up into Commander Poe Dameron for $10. So you get the same things as tier one and two. So you get access to the content and you get to vote. However, at tier three, you get a weighted voting structure. So your vote counts a little bit more than tier two. You get a monthly sticker with a new design every month based on something that we've done in the show, an inside joke, maybe a cool character that we really love at the time. These are going to be designed by James. He's super excited about this.
Oh yeah!
You know,
do I get sticker. Do I get these things?
No.
No.
What?
Damn. Well, are you, John? Are you subscribed to the Commander Poe Dameron tier?
I'm the Eloasti. Yeah, I don't know what that is. But.
Yeah.
But yeah, these You're stickers the, are
you hacked our account.
Yeah.
So these stickers are going to be really cool. You know, as you know, we have a new logo, so we're going to play with that a little bit. You can submit your questions for Ask the Resistance, and they're going to get light-speeded to the front of the line to get asked every week. And then this is the one that I'm really excited about. For $10, you get access to a private Resistance broadcast Twitter chat with me, John, and James to talk about the show, the future of the podcast, future events, and just random Star Wars stuff that's going on in the world. Like,
yep.
We talk all day. I'm not all even kidding you. All day. I mean, I come in and out at times, but we talk all day.
I left
so
for
I'm
5 minutes one time, and I had like six paragraphs to come
I think
back
I talk
on.
The like, most in there.
What
like sometimes
John happens. Does, John needs some people to talk to. So $10, like you can join in the chat. It's going to be exclusive just to you guys. And we might chime in there for ideas and bounce things off you guys. Or if you guys just want to chat about random stuff, that's cool too. But that's what tier three is.
Like sometimes I feel like Luke on Octo before Rey showed up, and I'm just talking to myself.
Like, you know, the caretakers are there, but they're not responding.
Guys, yeah, I'm the worst because I'll show up and be like, no, that sucks. And then I'll just leave for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I'll have like three ideas about what I want to talk about in a discussion, and Lacey will be like, cool.
No. Oh, I used to say I think, a lot.
Yeah,
you hated that.
She would say yeah. Yeah.
I think if there's anything to be said about the Conics tier, this tier really steps it up as far as like, yeah, you get to vote in the polls and you kind of lead the direction. But I think like this one is like really exclusive to the extent of like you can actually like say something to us specifically and be like, I really hope you guys don't do that, or, you know, or this would be really cool if you guys did this, you know, so it really opens up that back and forth.
They're in the chat. Like, we cannot get away from them at that point.
I'm actually excited a lot about the, like, the sticker thing because, so, you know, when we're doing artwork, it's all public, and I'm kind of, like, worried a little bit about, you know, like, how we're going to present it sometimes, but I think the sticker thing is just, like, just going to be fun. Like, I
and
think
maybe
it's just
we could let them vote
fun,
on
like,
the sticker design. We could say,
no, yeah,
three,
and I thought of that, too, yeah. Like, hey, you know, do you guys think this would be a good idea, or do you want to see me do something like this, like... You know, so I think all that stuff is kind of helping to kind of feel like you actually have a voice in the podcast.
Holdo's deli sticker just for James Beanie.
I'm not making that one.
All right. So now we're getting up into the top tiers. So tier number four is Admiral Akbar.
Rest in peace.
Oh, sweet, sweet Admiral Akbar at $25. So this is everything that you've seen in the first three tiers. So the exclusive content, voting in the topic discussions, weighted, exclusive monthly sticker. Your questions get submitted to the light speed to the
your
front.
Your seat cushions.
Yes. And then you get access to the Resistance Broadcast Twitter chat. In addition, you get an access to a monthly Q&A video with the three of us where we will answer any and every question, AMA for us. You will get one exclusive Resistance Broadcast mug. from one of our designs at the initial pledge. So that's one mug right when you kick off. We will follow you on Twitter from Resistance Broadcast. So at RBATSWNN, we'll give you a follow. We'll include your name in the credits listed in the description of every episode. And you get entry into a giveaway once a month once we hit our monthly 250 goal. So once that hits, that entry, that giveaway will activate. So every month we'll be giving away something that you are entered to win. It might be
that's cool.
Yeah. So it might be like a cool action figure or a poster or an art print, or, you know, it could be anything Star Wars related. So mm-hmm. It could be maybe John goes and asks people if Kylo Ren's going to be redeemed and then buys five things. And then that's the giveaway. All right, there
you go. You might be the only $25 tier. So you win every month.
Well, it also includes the tier five, but yes.
Yeah.
Anything to add, guys?
But that's a possibility.
I think it's cool because, you know, a monthly Q&A video, that's something we haven't done yet. So it'll be interesting for us to try that out and see how we each react to one another doing that. Because mm-hmm. our organic banter is a big part of this show. I think that gives it its character. And I think adding something like
Shut up, John. Will,
see what I'm saying? You see how he talks to me?
James is so feisty today. It's
hey-o. Ridiculous. It's a big part of the character of our show, and I think something like that will add a new level to that. And then just, you know, looking at this, like, who doesn't love mugs, right? So add that in as just a throw-in.
I have so many mugs.
We follow you on our Twitter account. I pretty much run the Twitter account, so I will follow you, and then I'll start liking your stuff, retweeting your stuff so that more people see it, and we'll engage more on there and Twitter. Very cool. And again, you know, this the giveaway thing, I'm excited about that because I know that we have a lot of cool things that we could possibly give away.
I have so many, guys. You have no idea.
Yeah.
I've been dying to give away one of these Spike TV posters that I have in my vault that says, like, Chewie is my wingman.
Guys, I have this Captain Phasma bubble topper.
This tier.
We just go
to the grocery store and buy all the weird stuff that's Star Wars related and just give
grocery
away a
store,
weird...
This is straight CVS.
No, so... but I'm saying like the weird like soft soap and the paper towels and like 1 month is just weird stuff from grocery store.
Well, what James
you
doesn't
get
know
the
is...
Star Wars pencils and the Star Wars papers.
We're actually making a deal with James's wife that we're going to give away everything that's behind him on his shelf right now that he actually really loves.
No! So
that's
oh, she would be so happy!
No, but this tier is like all the first three are
it's
legit.
Money.
This one is sick tier.
Wait till we get to the next tier.
What do we got?
Oh, so that was the segue.
John, who do you think the last tier could be in the Resistance?
I'm gonna guess that it's gonna be, and this is just top of my head. I don't know. I haven't discussed
these
tiers with you guys.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just gonna guess it might be Leia. That's just a guess, though.
Well, you guessed
I would
correct.
Say. Oh, I was gonna say Darth Vader.
He's not Resistance, James. James is all feisty.
James is turning his silly dial to an 11 here as we're going through the tiers.
We're gonna have to ban Chai Tea from this podcast. Okay, tier 5 is General Leia Organa. And this tier is for $50 a month. So I'm going to read through this for you guys. Get everything that you get for the $50 tier. You get access to the Patreon page with exclusive content. You get voting in the polls. That's also weighted. You get a monthly sticker from us. You get exclusive, or your questions get bumped to the front of the line with Lightspeed. The higher your tier is, the more your question gets bumped to the front. So if you're in a 3 tier, it gets bumped before 2 and 1.
Right.
If you're 4, it gets bumped before 3, et cetera, et cetera.
And don't worry, because we'll still take people who are not part of the Patreon.
Of course, we'll still take questions. Yeah. Absolutely. You get access to the private Resistance Broadcast Twitter chat with the three of us. You get a monthly Q&A video. You get one mug at initial pledge. You get to we follow you. At RBATSWN.
I'll find you.
Your name is included in the credits and listed in the description. You're entered into the monthly giveaway for $250 monthly goal. You get a Resistance Broadcast t-shirt, an initial pledge, your choice of design. You get a shout out on every single episode. We will give you a shout out at the end of the episode. You will get a personal thank you video from each one of us. Each one of us will shoot a thank you video and send it to you. And then the first, this is the thing that I really love that we put a lot of thought into. So the first two people that pledge the $50, those first two initial subscribers, you, we love you,
and
you did it.
You.
Yep, two people. You get a 60-second pre-recorded monthly segment on our podcast. So we'll reach out to you. We'll ask you what you think about a certain topic in Star Wars. We'll give you 60 seconds to say what you think, and it will make it onto the podcast, and we call it the Patreon Pod Race. So you will get to voice yourself on our episode once a month. Get your voice out there and really let people know what you think about Star Wars as a thank you from us. That is awesome.
That's insanity.
We have someone who like hates our podcast, just pays the $50 just to be like, beep, beep.
I mean, you have to, we must be, that's just really doing our job then if we get someone to do that, right? So, that's cool because you get your face out there, you get your handle out there, you get to do shout out to yourself and just kind of broadcast yourself on the Resistance broadcast. I think that is so awesome.
Really, really fun. All right. So on top of all of that, guys, we have goals. So the way goals work is every month we, based on how many people are patrons of our page, comes to a certain amount. So if we hit certain milestones, we'll unlock goals. So the first goal is for $250 a month. We'll do audio commentary for The Phantom Menace. Holy moly, that will be crazy. And we activate... and we activate...
All the Gungans!
All the Gungans. And we will activate the tier for 4 and 5 for that monthly giveaway. Once we hit that $500 goal, we'll do audio commentary for A New Hope. Lacey's gonna cry. And everyone gets one additional sticker this month. This includes peoples in tiers 1 and 2. Everyone gets a sticker, Oprah style. Everyone gets a sticker. You get a sticker. You get a sticker. And then the people that also get stickers get an additional one so that you get 2.
Very cool.
All right. So then the next milestone is for $750. It's an audio commentary for Rogue One. James is going to love this one.
Mm.
And one
Captain Andor.
Yeah. One additional monthly giveaway. So this is for everyone. So we have that that giveaway for 4 and 5. We will do one additional giveaway, which is for everyone. So technically, if you're in 4 and 5, you have 2 chances to win something from the giveaway.
That's sick.
And then if we hit the big milestone of $1,000, we will do audio commentary for The Force Awakens, and 10 lucky people will get a t-shirt of their choice.
Nice.
So that's 10 chances to win. If you're one of the people in 4 and 5, that's technically 11 chances to win because you have a monthly giveaway and you get commentary of the movie that kind of kicked off all this craziness, The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're going to have more goals as it goes on, but that's what we have right now. Let's do this.
I'm so excited. And just to think, like, that's just the starting point. So there's going to be other things that we think of. And obviously, like Lacey, James, and I have said, let us know ideas you have or things you would want, incentives that would drive you to a certain tier and things like that. You know, we're always listening to you guys, as we always have been. And as Lacey said, you know,
more so if they're part of the Patreon. Like, that's the whole point. Like, your voice being heard, we're going to come up with cool ideas that you guys think of.
Right. It's like you guys are producers.
That sounded weird to say.
No, it's like everybody here is a producer and you're a part of the show. So
that's pretty much what it boils down to. And again, you know, we are still doing what we've been doing. So as you're listening to this now, wherever you're listening to this or watching this, you're still getting our 2 episodes a week. So don't worry about that. We're not backtracking anything. We're just moving forward with this awesome additional content. And we're happy to have you guys aboard in whichever tier you would like to contribute. So I mean, is there anything else you guys want to add about this before we put a ribbon on this for now?
No, I'm just so excited to give.
I know.
So much cool content. We've talked about all these really cool ideas and just giving people kind of a behind the scenes look of like everything behind me, like different stuff that I don't even have out. Like, I'm just really excited.
Mm-hmm. I think like we all want to do more stuff related to Star Wars. It just, sometimes it doesn't make sense when we're just doing the podcast and the podcast is free. You know what I mean?
Right.
So being part of a bigger community and being able to kind of justify what we're doing and how we're spending our time, being able to create more Star Wars content is great. That's our dreams, our goals. That's what we want to do. And you guys can help us be a part of something bigger.
Yeah. And what's good about this page too is there's no schedule structure limitations. Like, we have our Monday episodes that we put out at 10 a.m., our Thursday episodes we put out at 10 a.m. But if on a Saturday I see a rumor pop up on Star Wars Leaks on Reddit or something, and I feel like I want to address what I think about it, I can pop on, record it, and get it up to the Patreon for you guys to check out. So it's like, whenever we want to get this stuff out to you, we can do it. And depending on what tier you are, you'll have access to all those sorts of things. And, you know, the sky's the limit, as they say. So, again, to reiterate what Lacey said, I'm so excited about this, too. And I know James is fired up because he's been thinking about doing videos, too. And, you know, Lacey is already doing some videos. So it's just, there's a lot coming, and we're so happy to have any and all of your support. So that kind of does it for this discussion for now. Stay tuned for more of that. And again, we are launching this on Monday, so 4 days from now. So enjoy your weekends, and then we'll see you on Monday with that. But we aren't done yet, guys, because one of my favorite segments.
And now people get to see my actual reaction when I read them.
If you're watching this, you actually get to see Lacey's reaction to this. One of my favorite segments, maybe my favorite segment because of Lacey's reactions. It's time for your resistance transmissions. Lacey, what do we got this week?
All right. Guys, it's time for resistance transmissions. I'm reading the bottom of the page now. It's blocked by the bottom of my screen. So this week's situation is a big part of what sets Star Wars apart. It's really, really funny. We want to know who you think is the funniest Star Wars character of all time. Let us know who and why they're the funniest. Oh, no. First is Sean Santarude at Rude Cold.
What's up, Sean?
And he says, I'll just leave this here. Parenthesis. Sean posted a gif of Jar Jar sticking his tongue out at Qui-Gon. Oh, I love Jar Jar.
But I kind of trolled Sean a little bit. I commented from my account and said, yes, you should leave this right here. but he made it on the show, so there you go, Sean.
Yeah. All right, next is Villain at Scum and Villainy, and he said, I'll pick K2 because Cassian said I had to.
Nicely done.
I'm with Lacey now. I stopped reading these just because
they're fun, right? All right, scrolling up.
That's so good, though. I'll pick K2 because Cassie.
That's clever. Clever and funny. Clever and funny is how you get on this thing.
Scotty J-Ro at the Scott J-Ro. Hey, Scotty.
What's up, Scott?
He said, which, by the way, Scotty's buying pizza for, like, everyone now.
I don't think Scotty realizes how much pizza costs.
He's promising everyone pizza. Scotty, you're going to go broke before you even get
Scotty's
there.
Scotty's going to show up with those Celeste dollar pizzas and just start flinging them around. Like, yeah.
He's going to go to Costco. He's actually going to be so broke, he's going to just show up with pizza bagels and just start.
Yeah. Open your mouth. Here comes pizza a pizza bagel. Yeah.
All right, Scotty. So Scotty said Boba Fett, because he's such an uncoordinated goofball that he flies into the side of a sail barge and then falls to his death. True slapstick humor.
He's not wrong.
It's almost like a scene out of Three Stooges or something. Like, where's Boba Fett? And then he like hits him with the pole, and whoa.
Let's not forget that Scotty. We've had two people make the Resistance Transmissions Hall of Fame so far, and Scotty was the first. Because we had a resistance transmission where we had Boba Fett crawling out of the Sarlacc and what his first words would be. And Scotty's was, I'm overrated. So Scotty definitely has no soft spot for the Fett, as we know.
All right. Next is Sam Lalo. That's Sam Lalo 170. I'll go with almost all stormtroopers. Their incompetence is really funny. And then they posted a gif of a stormtrooper who hits his head on the door. Is that the one where he's coming into the detention? And he's like,
yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Is that the one that people were like, he's Snoke?
Yeah, because he has the dent on his helmet, and it's like arrows like pointing, like matching up. Yeah. It's so funny. Did you guys know there's like controversy over who the actor was? Like, there are three people who claim that they were the guy in the stormtrooper outfit that hit his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you can look it up sometime. There's actually someone that did, like, a breakdown of it. They have a pretty cool podcast. God. They have, like,
Ahmed Best on there, and they've had some good discussions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but look into that. It's a cool little nugget of history, Star Wars history.
That is interesting.
All right, so a lot of you out there said R2-D2, so we'll just read the first one to be fair. And it came from Trash Buddha at Ronin Sohai. And he said, I'd have to go with R2. He may not have the funniest moments in Star Wars, but as a character, I can't think of anyone with more funny moments than R2. I love the video that someone, like, subtitled R2, and it's not what he said, but, like, because of the situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he pulls up to Padme and Anakin in Attack of the Clones, I think it was, where they're, like, mm-hmm. going on that barge to go into hiding. And he's like, I hid your drugs, or, like, I hid your stash.
I haven't seen that. I have to see that.
Funny. Yeah, that one's pretty funny. They also did it for there's a video out there floating around where they did it with Chopper, too. But mm-hmm. Chopper was actually saying, this was cool in a different light. They did his as, like, what they actually think Chopper is saying. And mm-hmm. they did, like, a really good job because it would say, like, I don't know, and his voice would be like, rawr, 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 you know, mm-hmm. and you're like, I really feel like that is what he was saying. So yeah. Someone, right. like, went to the time to try to figure it out, and it's pretty cool. But no, R2-D2 or C-3PO, I mean, I think they both were kind of the comic relief, and I think that they have some of the funniest moments. So I was kind of in the boat on this one as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people said R2. What I like about, not sorry, Lacey, to cut it, hit pause here, but
it's okay.
Like we talked about this, and like you were bringing up how his line with C-3PO on the barge about him serving drinks, and you know,
oh, I love that part.
Just
of
yeah,
course, I see you're serving drinks.
Yeah, like his banter with C-3PO is so classic comedy duo, where C-3PO is like the straight one, and R2-D2 is the like ridiculous, like obnoxious
sassy
one, and
yeah.
How they bounce off each
watch
other.
Watch your mouth, Sacred Island.
Yeah, exactly. Like. Yeah, so it's just so.
I want to know
so
what
classic.
He said. I wish like someone would actually tell us what he said.
I mean, in my head, he said Shitty Island, but
yeah. Like, why are you on the Shitty Island?
He's like Sacred.
Who was it that they wrote lines for? Was it Chewbacca? Oh, they wrote lines for Chewbacca and Solo.
Yeah.
In like Last Jedi, did they?
They had lines for Chewbacca in A New Hope. So all the way back then, there's actually a clip. We've talked about this, I think, before in the podcast. There's a clip of Peter Mayhew doing dialogue in that room with Harrison Ford.
The one we were just talking about.
And he says, that old man is mad. And Han says, boy, you said it, Chewie. Where'd you dig up that old fossil? So he did have lines.
Ah, that's interesting.
All right. Next is Arturito Jedi Bianco Nero, which I believe is
good
white
job.
Black, at a gray,
gray.
Jedi.
Yeah.
Get it? White,
gray.
Black.
Yeah. And he said Arturito is gray. How, is that how a they say R2 in... he explained this to us once. I forget. I feel bad.
I know.
Now,
I feel like such a terrible person. Okay. And they said Mr. Sass himself, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Mm.
All right.
Hello there.
And then there's a comic that says it's a droid, and it says, sir, there's a ship approaching, and it's Grievous, and he says, scan it. And he goes, we're detecting unusually high levels of sass, sir. And he goes, Kenobi. And he has like the fist of like, no.
Kenobi.
And that's it. That was a good comic.
Kenobi.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you so much for your resistance transmissions. If you want to be on the show, pay attention. Every week, John will post something, some wacky mm-hmm. situation.
Crazy.
Some wacky situation.
And you can give what you think the answer is.
Sometimes they're a little sentimental or serious, but we try to go for the...
Back to you, John.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoy The Will of the Force, our breakdowns of the new Patreon, and of course, your resistance transmissions. If you made it on the show, good job. If not, do better.
You did it.
No, I'm just kidding.
You didn't do it.
Make sure you guys do subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, if you're watching. Hello, everybody. Hello, this is our second video episode. We hope you enjoyed that. And Spotify, we're over there too. Head to StarWarsNewsNet.com every day for all of your latest news, reviews, editorials, information, and more. You guys can go to tpublic.com/user/resistancebroadcast. We have about 40 designs up there. We can get a mug, a sticker, a t-shirt, all that stuff. And they have sales quite often. $14 tees like this one here make Solo 2 happen.
I have a Star Wars shirt on too.
Star Wars shirts are everywhere. So
in a sweatshirt.
We get it, Lacey, okay? Jeez. For us,
I'm wearing a Falcon shirt.
You guys can find me, yeah. John Hoey, on Twitter at Johnny Hoey, and writing and editing over at StarWarsNewsNet.com every week. James Bainey, where can people reach you, sir?
As always, at Myra Trunks on Twitter and Instagram. And this week, I want to say something kind of cool. Shout out to my cousin, Pete Melnick, who I never would think he'd be someone who would listen to the podcast, but he always pops in and he says, "Hey, man, I'm listening to the podcast. I love what you guys did on this episode. Do you really think, or did you hear this news?" And it's always really cool to hear from him. And he says he's a regular listener. We recently got him through 8 hours of a car trip.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so he's always popping in, and that's
hey,
always a cool thing. So shout out to my cousin.
What up, Pete?
What up, Pete? And the kids?
Yeah.
If there's kids listening, he said this kids listen, so.
Hi, Pete and the kids. How you doing? Welcome to the Resistance. All right, Lacey, what about you?
People can find me on Twitter at Lacey Gillerin, where I talk about Star Wars and other fun things.
Mm.
And you can also find me on Instagram at Lacey Gillerin, where I post about Star Wars and then, you know, my personal life sometimes. I post some fun photos, like my Halloween decorations from 2 weeks ago.
Those were cool.
Thank you.
Those were cool.
And
you
then
fogged
I
up that house.
I know. I want to give a shout out to Evan Harris Eve.
Harris Ev.
He already said he was going to be a patron. So shout out to him.
Whoa,
he's the first person
yeah.
that said he's on board. Thanks for believing in us.
There were a bunch that have come up who already said, you know, that the GIF, shut up and take my money. That I think that was Sean Santarude. Scotty J-Ro was like, give me that Patreon.
I'm 100%
get ready for all the Kylo content.
Yeah. So thank you to all you guys.
This is a chance for her to get weirder.
We see you guys and we hear you guys. We. Oh my goodness, these two.
Audio commentary of only Kylo scenes.
Yes.
Yeah. So the next important scene is, this one's good. He's topless in this scene.
Look at how he's glistening. Let's pause that and roll it back, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, to Lacey's point, thank you to all of you guys who have already said you'll be joining up on the Patreon. We appreciate that. And it is launching on Monday. So the next time you hear one of our episodes, that Patreon will be live and you'll be able to sign up and start getting the additional content. So with that, thank you guys so much. Enjoy your weekends, and we will see you on Monday morning with another episode right here on the Resistance Broadcast. See you around, kids.